you able to practice fully today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took every rep.
So you think the extra time this week helped you out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think it helped everybody out just recovering, you know, coming from that quick turnaround.
It's two games now where you've left early. How do you think that linebacker has done without you when you haven't been in there?
I think they've been beast. Last game, they freaking dominated. You know, they really stood out. Did a great job, man. Running the show, being physical, and just playing well, man. They play, you know, take a lot of pride in the way we play. And coming back in the meeting room and watching it. And, you know, they've done a great job.
So is there any doubt that you play?
No, absolutely not.
It feels like an eternity since the last time you guys played.
It does.
You're playing well.
Yeah.
And you picked up where you left off after this.
It does, man. Yeah, honestly, the energy we've had this past week has been off the charts. And I think everybody's feeling it's contagious. Winning is contagious. You know, it makes this game fun. And we're having a lot of fun right now, going out there practicing, doing the hard things, but competing day in and day out. So it's been good.
How do you explain, the fact that, you know, those guys stepped in and played that well for you? But it's kind of been going on with everybody. Every position where guys step in and not miss a beat.
Yeah, it's preparation. You know, a lot of it is how we prepare during the week, and guys competing and constantly just doing everything they can to get better. And then, taking care of the moment, you know, not letting it get too big. I think it's really going to pay off for us later down the road. And, you know, we need guys to step in and make plays in big-time situations.
Have you seen a lot of progression from the Redskins offense from week one? They had a lot of new faces. Have you seen much difference in them?
Yeah, I mean, they're a little different. Just a little different flavor. I think they want to establish the run. You know, I think that's something they've really put a premium on and made sure that they get going. And they're obviously, we know from last year, you know, they can run the ball on anybody if they're on the game. So we got to do what we need to do to make sure that doesn't happen, and just play just sound football. You know, as long as we do what we've been doing, playing with a lot of energy, you know. Playing sound, gap sound defense, it's going to be great.
It's a good problem to have, but obviously Kendricks and Nigel are both playing at a high level.
Yeah.
And you have demonstrated performance too.
Yeah.
And there's usually only two linebackers on the field. How do you figure out a way to get all you guys the time you need?
Yeah, well, I think the guys upstairs are doing a good job of that. You know, Mike is doing well in dime, getting a lot of dime packages. But he's the only linebacker on the field, you know, and does a great job making plays in that. And, you know, they find a way to just even everything up and make sure that, we're not coming out and feel like we've been on the sideline the whole game. You know, they really make us feel like, that we're a part of it and make sure we get in that rhythm throughout the game.
Are you expecting the same role you typically have?
Yeah, absolutely.